Vice President Jane Ansa has challenged Malawian women to turn their faith, education, and practical skills into economic opportunities that can transform their families and communities. Ansa made the call on Sunday at Manjawira ZEC Ground in Ntichu, where she attended the Zambezi Evangelical Church, ZEC, Kiol Synod National Women's Conference 2026, as guest of honor. The conference, organized by the Synod Women's Guild Department, brought together women and church leaders from across the Kiol Synod under the theme, Makipalulu Simofla, drawn from Isaiah 43:19-20. Ansa told the gathering that difficult economic conditions should not discourage women from pursuing their aspirations. She said education, entrepreneurship, and skills training can help women achieve financial independence and improve the welfare of their families. Women must take a leading role in transforming their families and communities by pursuing education, acquiring practical skills, and engaging in income-generating activities, said Ansa. She also stressed the importance of faith in overcoming adversity, urging the women to remain hopeful and steadfast when facing challenges. Drawing on the biblical reference to the wilderness, Ansa said difficult circumstances should be seen as a phase through which new opportunities can emerge, rather than a reason to abandon one's ambitions. According to Ansa, women can balance their responsibilities at home with meaningful participation in national development. She encouraged them to recognize their potential, work together, and make use of available opportunities to improve their livelihoods. The vice president also praised ZEC for complementing government efforts in education, agriculture, infrastructure development, and support for vulnerable people. She said stronger cooperation between religious institutions and government was important in extending development initiatives and social support to communities. Ansa further called on Malawians to maintain the spirit of unity demonstrated during the Malawi Scorchers, historic Women's Africa Cup of Nations campaign. She said the support and togetherness shown during the tournament should inspire Malawians to work collectively towards national development. Meanwhile, the conference provided an opportunity for the ZEC Women's Ministry to highlight challenges affecting its community outreach programs. Mrs. Chimwemwe Chikadzila, National Secretary for Women from Sangano ZEC under Pastor Kambakale, said the ministry continues to support vulnerable people, including the sick, elderly, orphans, and disadvantaged families. She said the women's ministry also helps members acquire vocational skills and establish small businesses to improve household incomes. However, Chikadzila said inadequate transport, shortages of materials for outreach activities, and limited startup capital continued to hamper the programs. She appealed to government, development partners, and well-wishers to strengthen their support so the ministry could reach more vulnerable people and expand its economic empowerment initiatives. In her closing remarks, Ansa thanked the church for inviting her to the conference, saying the fellowship, messages, and experiences shared during the gathering had left a lasting impression on her. She described her participation as a transformative experience while encouraging the women to continue combining faith with practical action to improve their lives and communities.